Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Mm-hmm. What a gift. And this is exciting, guys, for all of you that are joining us, that were here with us yesterday. Hey, welcome back. And we are delighted to share this weekend with you. And for those of you that are just tuning in for us today, hey, we are so glad you found us. We are so grateful to be back here at BBS Radio, simulcasting over at Oneness Talk Radio and ShriandKiraRadio.com. And hey, guys, the chat room's already kind of going crazy. Remember, you can chat with Shri and I live during the show over at OneNessTalkRadio.com. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And oh my goodness, did you guys feel the shift today? I think we're all feeling it. There was, this morning there was this energy that seemed to birth on the planet that just said, this is another, yet another moment. And of course it is. You know, today is January 13th. We are 1 week away, guys. Make a note right now. You please, please, please join us live on this show right here next week. Tell everybody you know when we are going to be doing a group Merkaba of the Face Ignition, holding our energy, and then we will send that energy in the quantum field ahead to be surrounding Washington, D.C. and the entire East Coast of the United States at 12:12 that night. So it's a big one. We're 1 week away, and I almost get out of breath talking about it because we're already in the energy of this full blood moon. Remember, this is coming up next weekend. It's already, you can feel the pull, you can feel the energy, you can feel the excitement, and this is a moment that is extraordinary. So I think it's just phenomenal for us to continue talking about, hey, are we insane or are we ascending? And what are these energies and what is happening and how is that happening?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we're insane.
but we are insane. And this is what we started talking about to the mind of density.
Yeah.
We would seem insane. And through the lens of ascension or ascended sanity, you see the blessing of all beings and insanity kind of dissipates.
It's an amazing thing as we look out at our world and our lives and the interactions that we have with this world. And I think that for myself, every year feels different. Every year feels...
Okay, I have to jump in. Shri's looking at me, guys. So we have a live studio audience here at Toes of Blue Mountain. And poor Shri, right before we went on the air, for those of you that know, Wafa is here. And we know that Wafa is Lebanese. And right before we went on the air, she made me a pot of Turkish coffee that I have waited a year to have again. And so if you hear me sitting here going, oh, it's because Wafa served Turkish coffee.
She had an uprising of delight.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That interrupted the flow
and guys,
of the show.
No, and you should see this. She served it to me in a cup, and the handle's a heart.
Yes.
It's just the most beautiful thing. So if you guys heard me in the background going, oh, it's because I'm drinking Wafa's coffee.
It is rich, dark. Here in Latin America, they would call it tinto.
Oh, yeah, but it has cardamom in it.
But it's got cardamom
Yeah.
Good stuff. With one more cup of this, I could make a pyramid.
Well, there we go, Shri. There we go. So forgive me, my loves. But, you know, when we talk about ascension, all I need to do is hold this cup of coffee.
All right. Well, back to the less important thing I was about to say, which is simply that I'm not sure about you all listening, but for me in my life, the context through which I experience the world has shifted and continues to shift.
Right.
And
the foundation shifted.
Yes.
We started talking about this yesterday.
And it's important to recognize that, I first learned of this years ago. It's called neuro-linguistic therapy. Neuro-linguistic therapy is about using the context through which you experience an energy to shape the way what it means to you. So what was tension might be recontextualized as excitement or an unfolding. And it helps us widen the neurological system that would keep us within the old paradigm and be open to a new paradigm. Anyway, that's part of the therapeutic use of NLP, and it is actually a form of hypnosis. But leaving that aside, my learning is that virtually everyone in density is hypnotized. And one of the true principles of neurolinguistic programming is you don't have to do an induction, you know, count back from 100, that's the induction. You don't have to do that because they're already hypnotized. They're already in a trance.
This is just really relevant.
You know, and so bear with me for a moment. Normal, quote unquote, mass consciousness is in a trance that is disconnected from some essential truths. Now, part of the journey of awakening is to reconnect with those truths. And so it's not that there's anything wrong. It's just here's a way to describe what it is we're doing. We're born into an illusion. We swallow that illusion and think it's real and normal. And then gradually we begin to find a deeper level of truth and connect with the infinite that underpins all of this phenomena. And that seems to be the way of the spiritual journey.
Well, absolutely.
But the thing is, along the way, it's an ever-thinning veil. It's an ever-gradual experience.
Well, but I'm not going to take exception to that because I agree. And I want to also just give a shout out to the incredible chat going on over at Oneness Talk Radio. Oh, my goodness gracious,
there's
guys.
There's some bouncing
you
stuff
You guys
happening.
Are really rocking and rolling. And Sri, I think one of the things that we all need to be paying attention to right now is that as the polarity on the world gets larger, right, as we begin to have this expansive experience of polarity, it is exactly just that, an experience of illusion through polarity. And as this contrast comes forward, this year, this 2019 year of divine awareness is designed to really assist everyone to see that which has always been there that either you never saw before or you did not want to see. Mm-hmm. And so it's all going to be revealed. And here's the key. Is that you're safe to do this if you really step into that witnesser energy, right? This is the moment to be the witness of it, when we lift ourselves up again, and I can't stress this enough, and especially this week, guys, we are in a waxing moon. So this is a very powerful week. This is the week that's building, 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 because by the time we're with you guys next Sunday, we're in the energy. We're doing the Merkaba together. We're getting it. And please help us get as many people as you can in next week's show. Let's get as many people live as we can. And so as this energy is waxing, waxing, waxing this week, this is a big week to co-create, to grow, to see, are you clear on what you really want in your life? Do you know? Are you clear? Have you called that in? Have you seen yourself? Do you know what's happening? Have you brought that forward? That is something that absolutely is being, the universe is like screaming at us right now. So here's the thing to remember is that this week, you need to know, and the only way you can know is within yourself, right? You're the one that has to call this in within yourself. But this is the week to recognize that you have truly everything you need to feel safe enough to really gaze at your life. And that's where we begin. And if you can stay focused this full week in this beautiful, big, waxing, full blood, wolf, moon, lunar eclipse, right? It's too many words, right?
Yeah.
But if you can stay in that energy, then by the time we hit this manifestation period on Sunday, you're going to be spinning that Merkaba and you are connected in that multidimensional strata, which literally gives you everything you need to navigate this moment. And those of you that are Miracle Team members, I wrote a lot about this in your Miracle Team newsletter that you'll get tomorrow. So it's important to recognize that we are here. We are ready. We are open. Guide us all. We are all being guided.
Well, we are. And we're on a journey together. And sometimes that journey seems like it's interminable. It just goes on and on and on. And other times it seems like it's moving so fast and so much is happening that we cannot digest it all.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, this is what you signed up for.
Exactly. No, this exactly.
This is it.
This is what you signed up for.
I think that it's important to recognize that when you care for a garden, the flowers are more pretty.
Mm.
Well, it's the same with your consciousness. It's the same with your life. When you express care toward yourself and others, more beauty can emerge.
Absolutely. Now, hey, speaking of beauty emerging, I want to remind all of you that, yes, we are taking your calls live today. Yes, we are receiving your emails. So if you want to get into the queue, there might actually be a line open right now. I know we already have plenty of people holding. Stay on there. We're going to get to you. But it looks like we do have one line open. 888-627-6008. Who's grabbing that line? 888-627-6008. And get into the queue. Remember that even if it waits till the second half of the show, you get to listen to the show while you're in the queue. Now, if you're calling and it's already busy because somebody got that line, hold on to that number. Because as soon as we say hi and goodbye, that's your chance to call in and get into the queue. And Sri, we're also getting floods of emails over here. Remember, you can also send your requests to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And we do have quite a few emails we're going to be looking at.
And if it's your moment, sometimes the forces conspire to bring it forward. This is true.
This is very, very true. And
as we are here today, I just want to come back to the call it a social agreement. And that social agreement is everybody's on their spiritual journey. We're doing the best we know how, given our state of consciousness.
Yes.
And we are expanding.
Ooh,
we are growing.
In every way.
And that's the part where it comes back to the garden I was talking about. Expansion requires that you attend to the garden. Contraction requires that you deny the garden. And so some people are indeed contracting, and denial is running stronger and stronger. And denial serves to limit the playground to just a more condensed field of possibilities, and it sort of makes the intention is to reduce the stress, of having multitudes of possibilities.
Well, and I want to reduce the stress in the chat room right now. A couple things coming in that I want to address. Okay, one person asked, what time and date is the exact moment? Okay, here it is. The exact moment when the full blood wolf moon lunar eclipse peaks, that exact moment is 12:12 a.m. So it's 12 minutes after midnight, which would make it January 21. This is why next week, guys, our show broadcasts at noon, 12 p.m. Pacific time. So next week on our show at 12:12 on this show Pacific time, we will come together, open up the Merkaba of the face, and ignite and hold that energy. And we will walk everybody through it. And then Sri and I will open up the quantum field, and together we will insert that energy into 12:12 Eastern Standard Time at the peak of this eclipse, because that's 12:12, and we're going to focus this energy at Washington, D.C. in the United States, and then we'll cocoon that and see it as a beautiful radiant light all the way around the planet. And so please help us tell everybody you know. Join us on this show live next week. So that's when the exact time is. The exact moment of the peak is literally 12:12 a.m. January 21 Eastern Standard Time. Another thing, Sri, we have so many people holding for soul readings, but we got a birthday in the room.
Yeah,
we got a birthday in the house.
Somebody just took their trip around the sun and coming up on the eclipse.
Oh, you know, this is such a beautiful being. This is our beautiful Akhil. Oh, Akhil, my heart sings that it is your birthday. And my heart, Kira, may I please have a mini soul reading? It is my birthday. Thanks, Akhil. It is my honor. And all the people saying happy birthday. It's like such a family. And like, I feel like I'm part of your party. Guys, I really, really do. And how would I say happy birthday in Arabic?
Sana hilwa ya gamil.
Come over here. Please.
Right.
Akhil, first I have Wafa here, my beautiful, beloved Lebanese friend. So first say happy birthday to Akhil for me in Arabic.
Sana hilwa ya gamil.
Oh, yay!
And Blessings.
Oh, that was just such a gift. And so my beloved Akhil, and for all of us, and especially all of you that are wishing happy birthdays to this extraordinary being of light, let's all bring our hands to our heart, because my angel, the first thing that I heard from you was that you are like the reason I have everybody's hands on their heart, and I pray your hands are on your heart, honey, is your heart has become so bright and so large that literally I'm bowing because I can't look at you right now. There's so much light coming out of your heart, and your hands on your heart. And for everyone who's connecting with being right now, receive this infusion of pure light. I mean, pure light. And my beautiful angel, here's what I want to share with you, angel, that on this moment, at this moment, there are five angels looking at you, and they all have like these big, I can't make out which ones they are, other than I know that they are archangels, and they're big, and they all are wearing what look to me to be these like silvery, shimmery, they're not scarves, but it's like some type of a head covering, and they're silvery and they're shimmery, and they're all standing around you, and they're sending this energy, this silvery light cocooning you, coming all the way around you. And I'm seeing this energy from your heart pouring out into the silvery cocoon. And they're saying, this is the year to manifest your dreams. This is the year to move forward. Through the grace of your divine being, you are being granted that which you have cried out for. We have heard you, our beloved one. It is your time. And so it is, my love. I'm just bowing before you. I have my head in my hands, and I love you, and I'm so honored for this moment, as we all are. Thank you, my love. Many blessings.
And as we take
I'm
a breath,
cry.
Taking a breath in and connecting with the message. While the message was stimulated by one beloved, the message has truth for all beloveds.
I have all these tears that I'm feeling need to be released. And I'm just saying to all of you right now, if you're feeling any kind of a release or anything that needs to happen, let it happen. Isn't that part of recognizing that we are ascending and we're not insane, that we can allow this energy to flow through us, that we can be one world, one heart, one love. We are that, and we are better together. We really are. Wow. I'm just so overwhelmed, Sri. I really am. I think we got to just get somebody on the phone. We need keep connecting with this community. Guys, we'll intermingle the topic, but I hope all of you agree. This just feels so sacred right now to be together.
Well, I'll tell you
what,
we have a first-time caller on line one. So we'll say hello to Robbie from Texas.
Namaste, beautiful angel. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello. How are y'all?
Well, we are just so delighted and honored to be with you, my angel. How can we serve you today?
Oh, it's just an honor to connect with y'all, and I would just love to ask for a mini soul reading today.
Oh, it's my honor, Robbie. I'm just loving you, by the way. It's like the minute you said hello, my arms, I could feel you and I hugging each other. You have this beautiful embrace energy. And the reading that you're being invited to receive today, and I'm so honored to gift to you, is coming through this being behind you. I was going to say Kuan Yin, but it's more, I want to say it's more unisex. It's more like this beautiful Shiva Shakti presence, but yet is carrying and pouring all this water from Kuan Yin. And my hands, those of us that are here, my hands are just involuntarily moving and very gracefully. And so I would encourage you, Sri, can you describe, because he really needs to, if he can do this.
Well, the palms are facing up.
Mostly, yeah.
And then she's kind of flexing, rotating. It's almost like you're circulating the air.
There's like an energy, and I'm finding that they're keeping my eyes fixated on my fingers. And so I'm inviting you to do that. And what I am noticing is they're saying that there has been an energy that has been hanging over you. Oh, that's why this is all here. Okay. So you want to be doing this, and you want to be doing it focusing pretty much from like the nose to the top of the forehead area, and really connect and stare into that. And they're saying that there has been a shadow, like a little, it's the way I see this, it's not black. It's kind of got like a yellowy mustardy hue in it. But this shadow has been hanging over your eyes, your third eye, your pineal gland. And it tries to make you feel things that aren't real. And it oftentimes impacts your emotional body. And they're saying that the greatest gift you can offer yourself in this moment is the recognition that this is not the truth, that this practice they've given you is a cleansing energetic practice. And I'll tell you, I'm really feeling it. And that as you breathe more and continue the gifts that you are exposed out to the world without fear, the clearing comes and the vision restores. And so it is, my angel. Thank you for the gift of connecting with you.
Oh, thank you. I deeply honor that. Thank you, Kira. Thank you, Sri.
Oh, we deeply honor you, Robbie. Blessings. Thank you, my angel. Many blessings.
Yeah, you know, thank you, Robbie.
Wow. Oh, my heart.
It's important to remember.
Do you feel your heart, though?
My heart has a, there's a, like.
Everybody put your hands on your heart. I'm really serious. Don't you feel
no,
that?
No, it feels like we're carrying something.
Yeah,
that,
so let's all
time
just,
to release
let's
it.
Just all love ourselves and love each other in this moment. This is so beautiful. All right, honey, I'm sorry. I just needed to clear that for all of us.
Yeah, so take a big breath in. So
wow.
Let it out with sound. If you missed that opportunity, here comes another one. Take in a big breath. Let it out with a sigh. When we do that, we open the channels. And the channel to your heart center is the recognition that all stability, all ascended stability begins at the heart.
Yeah.
It is not of the earth, it is of the heart. And from the heart, we touch back to the earth.
Yeah.
From the heart, we touch back to the other beings that we're sharing this experience with. And so truly, 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 as we breathe into our hearts, we begin to foundationalize the ascended state of being.
Yeah.
And the artifacts of density have less abrasion, less impact when we stabilize our ascended heart.
You know, this is why, especially in this moment when we're seeing this expansion, you know, yesterday, and if you didn't get to listen to Explore the Mysteries yesterday, guys, just go to sriandkiraradio.com. It's right there on the homepage and listen, because this really is a two-part series. And, you know, we were talking about this yesterday, Sri,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's important to talk about again.
Okay. That would be my cue.
That would be your cue.
You know, there's so many things flying through my awareness right now. And I just want to start back at the beginning. And that is that as we allow our authenticity to come forward. And when I say come forward, what I mean by that is your guidance comes forward. You're not putting up with compromise as much as you did in the past. You're willing to be who you are more in the face of others who aren't willing to do that.
Exactly.
And what happens is authenticity comes forward in a world that has lost its compass in many ways.
In the twin earth, the third dimension has.
Yes.
But only to the perspective of us. We have to remember that all voices deserve to be heard, and the compass is spinning exactly as it needs to be for others. So we want to clarify that we're speaking from the ascended experience.
Right, because to those in density, you're going to seem a little bit wacky. But to those that are living in an ascended state, fifth dimensional, seventh dimensional energies,
mm-hmm.
density seems like something you don't want to go back to, you know, that been there, done that sort of thing. And so I just want to offer that there is a paradox always working when we are in duality. Because of the nature of this existence, you're always going to have paradoxical experiences, because some of our experiences are rooted in the density, in the egoic orientation,
right.
Fulfilling contracts and taking care of obligations that have to do with time and space. Hey, speaking of time and space.
Okay, let's talk about it.
It's important to remember that time is elastic. Time is relative. Time is timeless.
Time is an illusion.
And that we can manipulate time or have, and I know all of you have experienced this, where time speeds up, time slows down. Everybody experiences that. And so what I've learned is that when we set an intention in motion for an energy or a quality to become recognized or experienced at a different time on the clock, it's slam dunk. It's done because all times exist simultaneously. So all we're doing is inserting something in the timeline, but we have the ability to do that because we are timeless.
Well, and that's a mastery moment. See, that happens when you take advantage of that seventh or ninth, seventh, fifth dimensional overlay. And this is why we keep going back and talking about this. And this week is really going to show you, because we really are in a pull energy. The moon is waxing, and it's waxing into this powerful energy, and it's close. And so in divine awareness, remember that divine awareness in and of itself is already an ascended presence. And as you see more, as you become more aware, you will discover greater experiences leading to ever more choices. But this entire year is going to constantly be showing you more, 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 more. Yet remember, we are so eternally loved that we will only grow. We will only take the veils off to the level we're ready to see. And it does begin with feeling safe to look. And that's really important.
And this is what brings us right back to breathing into your heart.
Yeah.
The thing that the quote unquote establishment doesn't want you to recognize is that you do have free will within mm-hmm. the operating parameters mm-hmm. of this birth. You know, you do have that. You do have the ability to lift out of the Velcro of density.
Right.
However, you can't do it as long as you're battling something.
Right.
To the extent that you have judgment, fear, or disapproval at work, it will hold you back. It doesn't mean you deserve your opinions. You deserve your discernments. However, the energy that you want to go out and change something out there, so to speak, will keep you bound to that which you wish would change. And so that's part of the learning. We get to practice that over a period of years. This doesn't go away in one heartbeat. We soften, we expand, we become ever more grace-filled, ever more loving. And then it could accelerate. It can accelerate quite rapidly.
Yeah.
However, the key is we all took birth in density, so we do have things to tidy up.
Well, and we took birth in density because we really wanted to.
You
know, that's the thing to remember. Your primary choice is that you chose to come to this planet, insert in this specific timeline, have the body that you have, the life experience that you've chosen. Why? Because you are a master. Only a master could take on that much, plus say, give me the cloak of forgetfulness, because I'm that confident of my mastery. And then there are those that came in and said, I have achieved a level of mastery that I will come to help you awaken. And those are often the ones that we think have come in with the energy that might be perceived as something other than light. Oftentimes the ones who are creating the greatest perception of darkness carry great light and have come as servants to assist you to wake up. I'm not excusing horrific acts, and I don't want to be misunderstood on this, but what I am saying is that every being you come into contact with, if you can honestly give them a thank you for playing your part so perfectly, I'm not saying you have to.
Don't have to hang out with them.
You don't have to hang out with them. You don't have to approve of what they've done. But the one thing, and I will share with you guys, it really, when I really got to that, Sri walked into my life 3 months later. And it was my fourth husband who was horrific. I mean, guys, this is like the stuff that bad B movies are made of. You know, I had my 1 month old baby in my arm when the FBI shows up at my door to tell me that for the past 7 years, I had been my husband's cover. I mean, you name it, all
he
that happened.
He had a double life.
He had
on.
A very double life.
Yeah.
But the moment I realized that he played his part perfectly and was able to really thank him, my life turned around and everything got back into line again. And so sincerely, when we can get to that moment where we can recognize that no matter what it looked like, no matter what it put us through, that those beings love us so much they came in to play that part, then we're free. And remember that every being will have, it is not up to us to offer judgment, right? We are not the one that has the right to say whether or not someone deserves something. But what you can know is that everyone will receive the energy equal to the energy they've given out. That's just the law of the universe. And that happens in the perfect timing. And when we let go of thinking the timing needs to be different, we become happy because we're not carrying grudges. We're not angry. We're not pent up. Instead, we trust the universe so much that we can focus on our mastery. Imagine how much energy you would have if you stopped worrying about everyone else or obsessing about someone else and just gave it to your own mastery. How beautiful would our world look if every being empowered in their mastery? Because when you're empowered in your mastery, you don't need laws, you don't need rules, and you don't need commandments.
No, your heart is intrinsically moral.
Exactly.
And there is nothing more needed. No commandments required when the heart is online.
Exactly.
However, when we're disconnected from that essential truth, then rules and regulations do help to create a sense of order and safety. However, they will always be tested. So we're going to leave you there for the moment. We're going to move into a station break.
And we have so much to share. Stay on hold. Those of you on the phone lines, I think not a line opened up.
We're going to get back to the phone lines. We're going to get some emails. We're going to have a lot more fun. We'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We are truly delighted that you are with us now. Speaking of the now, take it a breath and let a smile come to your face.
Absolutely.
Because the more we anchor in present time, the more peace and love we experience. And when peace and love become foundationalized, then a field exists that joy is the bubbling effect. Mm. So let me say this differently. Without peace, there cannot truly be love. And without peace and love, there cannot be the highest form of joy.
Well, you know, we have a whole bunch of emails here. And ironically, this one that just popped in really feels appropriate. Let me read this, Sri,
okay,
because it's a great question. And subject line is simply question. And here's what this beautiful beloved has to say. Namaste and Happy New Year. If you have a chance, can you highlight the difference between discernment and awareness? May you be continuously showered with many blessings the year throughout. Much love, Cassandra. Cassandra, love this question. This is a phenomenally important question in this moment because there is actually a distinction. Discernment and awareness actually are cousins. You know, and here's the key. When we, in its simplest form to help explain this, when we first ignite, when we first start waking up, when we first start asking the questions that lead us or having the experience that lead us, all of those experiences are actually honing our spiritual discernment. They're teaching us. We have experiences from that. We reach out to new things. We find new things. And along the path, we start having these experiences that help define us as spiritual beings. They help us to discover our discernment. And that is something that every one of us has had to discover on our journey. And just like other portions of our life. Oftentimes on our spiritual journey, our discernment is discovered through teachers that maybe weren't our final teacher, but certainly played the role to get us to a certain point along the way.
And that's probably due to an evolving discernment. You know, awareness itself is undifferentiated. It's just a field of recognition. And in the recognition arises the discernment. That is, the discernment comes forward through the cultivation of wisdom.
Right. And without discernment, you can't get to the moment of awareness. And that's why I'm saying they're cousins. So as you're having these cultivated experiences and as you're growing along the way, you start having greater and greater, I'm going to call them aha moments.
Uh-huh.
And you start noticing more. You start understanding more. An example I could give you is many people that have read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home. Archangel Zadkiel told Sri and I specifically when that book was written not to change any of those words. And so we did not. And we've honored that so much that we turned down a huge publishing agreement on that book because we would not alter the words. And what's happened is that as people read the book over many different years, your discernment ignites the awareness that allows you to see that which had been there, but you couldn't see before. And that's where these two really come together.
Yeah. And you're also tying into the word called attainment. Attainment refers to that state of spiritual recognition that expands beyond the physical momentary experience. So discernment is relative to a deeper recognition. That's how discernment evolves. It's also an important question to say, well, what's the difference between discernment and judgment? Because discernment is kind of like the native precursor. And if the ego gets involved, then judgment comes in and says, oh, okay, that shouldn't be.
Well, exactly. And discernment and judgment are actually opposite sides of a coin. They are not the same thing. And I think that's important to understand.
It is important to understand, but they both will trigger a recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is whether the ego is involved as the active principle or whether it's the soul's open consciousness that's involved. And so every one of these questions can lead us to an ever-expanding conversation. That can be fun.
Well, it can be fun. And I think it's important to recognize, Sri, that in the moment of this expanded energy, your discernment grows and thereby you're able to see more. For example, how did you find Sri and I? Right? Any of you that are listening to us, any of you that are in our chat room have obviously been growing in your spiritual discernment. You are obviously in your sincerity, your love, and your presence, or you wouldn't enjoy us because we don't enjoy negativity, right? Our commitment is to always offer what is happening given, let's just say, with miracle presence, that there is always an opportunity to manifest more miracles. There is always an opportunity to be. And so this is a really profound moment because of the heightened polarity. Bear in mind that in divine awareness, it's not just those that are carrying light that are going to see. It's going to be every being will have their level of divine awareness. And I think that's really important to remember.
And this touches into something that we talked about yesterday on the Saturday show. And that is that the anxiety and fear that's being stimulated in mass consciousness, especially, although everyone can participate in the fear. There's no exclusion there. But here's the key. Where there is anxiety, there is a limited field of vision. So anxiety, therefore, will limit your possibilities and it will limit your free will.
Mm.
So think about that. Think about all the fear and anxiety in the world. And what it's doing is reducing the options of those who are captivated by that experience. And if you need a motivation to help you work with your anxiety, then claim your empowerment, because anxiety and fear can always be transmuted. It does take a little bit of focus and a little bit of commitment to do so, because we're moving from one way of being to another.
Well, excuse me. And this is what we were talking about yesterday with the foundations. Yesterday, I was discussing that, like, for example, when I was in college, I was an economics major. And I was sharing with Sri that when you gaze at the way economics are handled today, none of the same things I learned in college would make any sense today.
Yeah.
And the beings that created these models and the way that we would gauge economics that were sustaining and that were models of true, let's just say, true harmonious competition, let's put it that way, they're all dead. And so they can't do anything about the fact that all of these economic models have been manipulated in density, hence all of the financial crises and all of the other things that happened.
All of that came around 1960-something,
right.
When they unhooked in the U.S. anyway, unhooked the money from the gold and silver.
Right, and we don't want to start this type of a conversation. The reason we're sharing this with you is that in this moment of the Kali Yuga, one of the things that's also shifted is that we've hit I'm just going to call it a range of years in this specific Kali Yuga where we're starting to peak, where we're just entering into that phase where the truth will be seen as a lie and the lie will be seen as a truth. And the gift of that energy, the gift of everything being literally twisted upside down, which would be why you could be totally sane and told you're insane, right? This is the gift. It's inviting you to start owning your ascended sanity. And if you're not sure how to do that, or that feels you don't know what that is, go to our website with all my heart and soul and just read about ascended sanity. It's a home study program. It's a whopping $22, but it will change your life. It will help you see the greater picture out there if you're not sure, because ascended sanity is the anchoring of your spiritual presence without any doubt, and that beautiful smile that can arise in the face of density's worst distractions, and the opportunity to see the divine at all times. And you know, that's my favorite quote from Archangel Zadkiel, keep your eyes on the divine at all times. And you know, Sri, I'm looking at all these.
Yeah, we're going to go to the phone lines here.
We're swamped.
I just want to emphasize that one more time. When we breathe in and relax, we are touching into that which is essential.
Exactly.
The divine is essential.
Mm-hmm.
So to relax into your breath is opening you a gateway for recognizing that which is essential in the so-called outer world. That is truly where beauty can penetrate what might have been a more constricted experience. It's an endless, an infinite pathway, and it will bear fruit if you keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones, but I just want to acknowledge in our chat over here at Oneness Talk Radio, and there's so many of you, and it's hard for us to treat and I keep up, but we're doing our best. We really are. I just want to, first of all, Andrew, honey, your beloved bandit is still with you. I see this beautiful ascended presence standing right next to you right now. And it's so beautiful because this is not a dog, my angel. And feel your crown chakra. Oh my God, I feel like all of you feel your crown chakra right now. It's like I'm getting 1,000 little tickles on my crown chakra. And really, it's like all of us, every one of you right now, just like Bandit is doing this for Andrew, is touching your crown chakra and saying, I'm right here. I will never leave you. And I think for each one of you that's connecting right now and you're feeling this in your crown chakra, you know who this is. And Andrew, for you, it's Bandit. You're going to make me cry, Angel. This being is so ascended. And it's actually a moment of connection. So thank you, my love. I wanted to acknowledge that so that you didn't think we were not seeing you. I also wanted to mention that someone put a Webster definition of discernment in the chat room. And don't we just love how Webster would, of course, say that discernment, remember, this isn't spiritual discernment. This is just discernment. But I love this definition: to come to know or recognize mentally. You gotta love the difference between discernment, mm-hmm, as defined by Merriam-Webster, and spiritual discernment, which is the ascended frequency. See, everything has the density and the ascended frequencies. You got to love this.
There are layers upon layers, and sometimes the Rosetta Stone is a breath inward.
Ooh, and so taking in a breath and knowing that we are surrounded by this extraordinary, the energy today is incredible. Sri, who's next?
Well, we're going to say hello to Maureen from California, who's on line 3.
Namaste, Maureen. Welcome, Angel.
Oh, namaste. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I feel so blessed to be a part of this loving, peaceful, and I feel like I'm being hugged. Every time I hear both of your voices, it's like an activation and a beautiful divine transmission. And I'm really grateful, and I come to happy tears. So I just want to express that to you, and thank you for the installment on New Year's Eve. And it was absolutely beautiful. And I'm still taking it in. And I just would love to have a mini soul reading. Would be wonderful.
Oh, honey, just this connection with you is wonderful. And as I connect with you right now, they're saying, bring one hand to your heart and bring one hand to your third chakra. Close your eyes if it is safe to do so. And simply feel, I'm seeing these beautiful, they're spirals coming out of the universe. There's 12 of them. They're golden, and there's six going in through the heart, six going in through the solar plexus, and the six that are going in through the heart are coming in through the heart and going up, and the six coming in through the third are coming in through the third and going down. And they're saying, as you carry the radiation of the golden spiral, all that no longer serves will effortlessly leave, and that which is meant to be has already begun manifesting. Relax your breath, relax your mind. Hold open your hands now and allow us to hold them with you. You will not fall. We've got you. And so it is.
Beautiful.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Yes, you are. Thank you, my love. Such an honor. Thank you, honey.
I'm highly grateful. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. Many blessings.
And for all listening, and Maureen especially, to just steep in the energy of that, to breathe it in.
You know, as we do, Sri, before we take our next caller, I want to go over to the email. We had an email come in that this is coming in from Emily. Hey, Emily, I'm letting you cut the line too. And here's what she's saying. Namaste, Sri and Kira. I've been listening to your show today, and I felt a luminous cooling energy in the backside of the left brain. Very interesting. I'm sending you love, light, and blessings, and feel so blessed to hear your voices today. Well, Emily, we feel blessed to hear you today through this beautiful email. And Angel, I call that the wind of the universe. And a lot of times I'll notice that wind, kind of like that cooling energy that comes in. And for any of you, if you've ever had that wind experience, sometimes I'll feel it as wind coming through my throat. I might feel it as wind through my heart. Sometimes I just feel like there's wind propelling me. Anytime you have that cooling, breezy energy coming in, you are being given a blessing. You are being offered the opportunity to lift. And so I invite all of us in the sharing that Emily has just given us, why don't we all bring our hands to our heart, take in a deep breath, and feel ourselves lift evermore. Let's ignite our exploded crown, because boy, is it a crown chakra day, guys. Oh my goodness, you can tell we're in this big waxing energy. So just feel your exploded crown. If you don't know what your exploded crown is, please, please, please go to shrinkura.com and learn about the Divine Galactic Blueprint. But the exploded crown is 4 points. It is the third eye, and then it is about 8 to 10 inches directly above your head in alignment with the third eye. And then if you take your hands and you put your palms at the top of your ears and you stretch your hands out, where your two middle fingers are, those are the other 2 points. And this is the exploded crown chakra is filled with violet light. This is the vehicle, as Archangel Zadkiel talks about. And we're going to actually all be igniting this next Sunday. You got to be here live and join us. We'll be igniting with the Merkaba of the face, lifting up into our exploded crowns together as a vehicle of light propelling forward in time. And this is important because people could listen to everything I just said in the past few minutes and go, yeah, that girl's insane. Or they can listen and say, I feel that energy and understand it. Again, third dimension or ascended frequencies. We each have the opportunity. I feel so safe in the ascended frequencies that I have zero fear of being that. And Sri and I are very committed to that. And may your connection with this beautiful community offer all of us that same gift every time we come together. Greater expansion, greater upliftment, and an opportunity to radiate honest to goodness, Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda, as our eyes open into divine awareness. It's a beautiful moment, Sri.
It is indeed. And let's all breathe into the truth that all is well and that we're having fun in this journey of discovery. Speaking of having fun, let's say hello to another caller.
I would be honored.
We're going to head to line 4 and we'll say hi to Jerrica from California.
Hi, beautiful angel. Welcome.
Thank you. I love you.
We love you. You're welcome. How can we serve you, beautiful angel?
You already know. Just give me some of your good stuff.
I love you so much. You are just so cute. I can't stand it. So here's what I need to share with you, my love. The very first thing they showed me today were your feet. And you're barefoot, and you have on what look like harem pants to me, and you've got these cute little bells all the way around both sets of ankles, and your toes are the cutest nail polish, and you're dancing. And I mean, you are dancing, and I'm hearing drums and seeing fire, and I'm just feeling this energy, this rhythmic pulsing energy. And they're saying that, yes. Allow that rhythmic pulsing connection that you carry so beautifully to continue expanding. And they're saying the next time you dance, look up and notice. And that's the energy that they're bringing you today. And thank you. I'm sitting here dancing with you. I'm taking off my shoes.
That's perfect because it's my birthday, February 8th. So that's all about celebration. So thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. And may this cycle around the sun really be your dance. Let it be amazing, my love. And, you know, those bells on your ankles are saying you're going to be heard. So let your voice be heard.
Thank you, Sri. Thank you, Kira. Thank you.
We love you.
Much love, dear.
Namaste, Jerrica. Thank you, sweetheart.
Namaste.
Woo!
Well, you know, I just want to remind us all that to twirl around a little bit is a good thing.
Oh, I love twirling around, baby.
A little bit of movement and flow and whatever you would call dance, as long as everything's moving, it's good.
It is good. And, you know, speaking of moving, we have so many people that have written us. I mean, just so many. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to Alicia. And Alicia, I'm going to paraphrase her letter. And what I will say is that here, I'm going to read the first part of it because this is about spiritual discernment and it's about ascension and it's also about coming together. Dear Sri and Kira, in June, July of 2017, on a Sunday, I was listening to BBS radio. Just after your show, I stayed tuned to the station and there was a show with a well-known psychic who interviewed a law firm. I needed legal advice. They said all the right things and I called them. Then her question is, how much is too much to forgive? What I will share is this. Not only did this turn out to be a complete scam and she lost all of her money, she had to represent herself in court and then found out these attorneys, because the guy kept quoting her the Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz, she really felt that he was legitimate. They're talking about a major, there might be a lawsuit coming in. And one of the things that she said down at the bottom is, I want no more bad karma, but I do feel these people need to be brought to justice for the pain, extreme stress, and financial burden caused. At what point do I walk away or do I fight? I trust my higher power. I was blessed today. I am extremely thankful. Do I turn the other cheek or do I make a stand for myself and others? I am tired of the constant struggle. And so, and then here's what she said at the very bottom. I feel so strongly after the New Year's ensoulment and the 2019 predictions that I am right on in having faith so it can all be so. You are my rock. Oh, angel. I have been a dedicated believer / follower since 2008. Many blessings of you will always been there for me in so many ways. Namaste. And then she was asking for my discretion in explaining this. And this is a really powerful one, guys, because there is a lot of quote unquote injustice that's on the planet right now. Injustice energy is third dimensional energy. However, that does not mean that if you are having a third dimensional issue, that you stand down and do nothing about it. This was this happened to you because of a pattern in your life you're ready to release. You are not the victim here. And so move forward that way. And I would say more, but we're almost at the end of the show because I don't know how that happens this fast, but I want all of you to remember this. If you have had an experience in density that has left you feeling less than, that has hurt you, then you have every right to bring your ascended presence into the balance of the energy.
Yep.
Come into it from your ascended presence, and only good can come forward. Stay in your ascended presence, beloved one, and you will, just like you won your first, she had three lawsuits, went in and won the first one even without them.
Nice,
you
nice.
Keep holding that energy.
It's important to recognize density is not an adversary.
No.
Density is a collaborative experience, and you can indeed influence the quality of that experience for other beings, especially
yeah.
think about your children and,
right.
and those that are going to be having to work their way through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about making it easier, because that's not possible.
Right.
What it is about is coming to peace with yourself and with the world.
And beloved angels, those of you that we didn't get to on the phone lines, call in early next week.
We'll be back.
Just goes so fast. And we love you. Join us next week on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific time and on Sundays at noon Pacific time, right here at Oneness Talk Radio and on Sundays at BBS Talk Radio. We love you.
And beloved ones, as you breathe deeply into that precious heart center that is guiding your way, may you trust, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.